Hi, everyone. I'm Flora Pastorero.
And I'm Carrie Perry. And this is Chick to Chick.
All right, so here we are. We're a couple of months already into a new school year. And what I've noticed is that a lot of people are actually looking at education in a different light. They are turning to alternative forms of education for their children.
Yeah.
And specifically what I'm talking about is there seems to be this shift that a lot more kids are going to cyber school.
Well, I'm telling you, it is something that our family has talked about for a while. I didn't start the conversation. My daughter started the conversation.
She did, your youngest, and she came to you, which I find amazing. How old is Shay?
She's 12 and a half now.
She's 12 and a half. And when did she come to you?
Over a year ago. So it was before she started middle school, when she left elementary school.
And she said to you she wanted to go to cyber school.
Yeah,
why?
She did. You know, at the time, Shay was frustrated with a little bit of the chaos in the learning experience. Shay, as a learner, she needs a little more quiet to focus. She needs to kind of work at her pace. And that's tough to do when you're talking about 25 to 30 kids that a teacher is, you know, corralling or teaching or whatever. So, but I didn't really think, I just thought maybe she was frustrated. I didn't really put a whole lot of thought of moving her into a cyber school space at that time.
So then you guys went, you had the conversation, you checked out a couple of cyber schools. Ultimately, you finally made the decision and you pulled the plug on it and you're like, okay, we're gonna do this. What was finally the deciding factor for you?
She was the deciding factor because I really wanted to understand her as a learner. So here's the deal. I have, as you know, I have my two bonus daughters and then we have our two daughters together. So that's four kids that I have been around in the brick and mortar school system. Mm-hmm. And I've seen now three phases of school because the older girls are now 30 and early 30s. Then I have the ones that are in college and now Shay. Mm-hmm. That's three different ways that school is changing. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is. A lot of kids are even taking their classes for college online, so
right.
It makes sense why it wouldn't get passed down to an elementary, middle school, high school level.
Right.
For years and years, so many parents have homeschooled their kids.
Right.
But this is not homeschooling.
No.
This is a completely different concept, and I think you need to provide us with some insight and give us the details.
Right.
Because when you think of homeschool, you think of the mom sitting at the table going over the lesson with the child.
Right.
And that's not what cyber school is all
about.
And
let me tell you, I can't do that.
You couldn't do that?
Straight up, there's no way I could do that. I am not equipped. I don't have that kind of patience.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that have changed with math that I wouldn't have coffee
mug
when I'm teaching. Let me tell you that much. I'd be losing my mind. But I tell you that the thing about cyber school is it is an online public education. So when you're talking about someone who does homeschool, they're usually taking the curriculum of their district. So those kids can even still participate in, if it's middle school, high school sports with their school. When you're talking cyber, it's literally like I moved to a new school. You know, you're focused with that school. If you're a child who is involved in, you know, whether it's theatrics or athletics or whatever, you're going to have to find that elsewhere. I have to just say that one of the big things that people will say when I tell them that we're in the cyber school land is, oh, what about the social life? Let me tell you something. I really care a lot more about my child's educational wellness, how she feels when she is going to school and learning, than what the social is. I just don't. It's not even a thought for me anymore.
Well, there's so much chaos in this house. I don't think she needs to. You've got dogs running around. You got kids running around.
We have a hamster now.
I mean,
you're right.
She's getting a lot of. So, describe the day to us. So, what happens when she does her day in cyber school? Describe that to us.
Right. So, the one thing about the school that we chose that I thought was fantastic, again, it's public, which means we're taxpayers. They provide us with a laptop a printer, and other materials. Think about that.
So this all came, and this was of no cost to you?
No cost.
Nothing.
So she is equipped with the things she needs to learn.
Okay.
I didn't have to worry about it. All I had to do was press a button to order the printer, but I didn't have to swipe a credit card and do anything. That alone
is
amazing.
Printer and all of the school supplies.
Books, everything. Notebooks, pens, pencils.
They sent all that to you.
Yeah, everything.
Okay.
Anything I need. So you are already well prepared before, you know, school starts. There's
okay.
no back to school shopping, so to speak, for that. When you do log on, your child is logging on to their platform. So it's their kind of like their website and what they use. And in it, they have their own webmail. They can easily talk back and forth with their teacher that way, or they can do chat just like we would do chat on like Facebook Messenger. Very, very simple. When they go into their classroom, they have two ways of learning. It's either a live classroom experience, so your teacher is on the other side, so there's a screen you can see your teacher.
Okay.
They're learning at a live pace. Kids are able to chat on that like chat screen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hear them, but they're chatting by way of typing in maybe answers, questions, you know, any sort of feedback for that class.
Sure.
So you have the component of the live. But then you have the component of a guided learning process. And this is great because if you can't be on live, or if you actually need the extra space of learning that over again, you go on to the guided part of it. So
it's almost like you can watch the class again.
It's exactly what you can do.
Okay.
Imagine how many times, even you as
stuff.
A parent,
yeah.
your child comes home, they're frustrated, they're trying to explain to you what they're supposed to do, but they miss some things. How great would it be? So once she does her time frame, which it can be 45, 50 minutes, sort of like a normal class time frame, she might have a class right after that, or she might have a break. Just like the kids will have a study hall break, or they're gonna have a lunch break or PE break, all those types of things. Which, by the way, they do have PE, they do have music, they do have—
When you say PE, you mean physical education.
Yeah, physical
okay.
education. It's a little different, as you can imagine, but that still exists.
How does that exist? So you talked about the classroom aspect,
right.
that she can see the teacher, she can do her class live.
Right.
She can go back and play it over again.
Right.
So she gets that. So how does she get the music? How does she get the physical education since she's not at a physical school? How does that work?
Right. Okay. So just as these kids pull up a YouTube video and you watch things, or you're learning and you're interacting. I mean, you can't really interact when it's a YouTube video, but you can interact if the teacher says, okay, what do we think about this? Did you follow along with whatever? So there's an interaction there. Or there might just be a lesson. You know, not all music is about playing the instrument.
Right.
Maybe learning about music. On the PE side of it, this is what I love. This is what I think is super cool. If you do have a child that is involved in athletics in any space, like Shay loves to horseback ride, and then she also does lacrosse, that counts. Think about the amount of time with our kids. I know I had athletes in my house.
Yeah.
They still have to do a PE, and I thought, that is just ridiculous. She's going to be running
day.
Her legs off.
Yeah.
Every day after school, but she needs a PE class.
So she can go skiing, and she can
yes,
go horseback
I forgot the skiing
riding.
Part.
She can play lacrosse, and that all counts towards her physical education.
Yes, and if she's receiving instruction, which she does, especially with her horseback riding, they will give you $200 to help pay with lessons. Now,
wow.
for me, that doesn't really entirely help my cause, but it could help another family who their child, they want to get them started on like maybe karate or something, I don't know.
That's
or
awesome.
Or even some of those rec clubs for soccer. That could be a whole fee for a fall or spring season.
Wow.
So they gift that back to you. So really, you're still getting the same components
mm-hmm.
as you would in school. It's just a different environment. It's your environment, so you have control over your environment.
I recently ran into a friend of yours mm-hmm. And her daughter is friends with Shay. And I said to her, do you miss Shay at school? And she goes, you know, not really. I still get to see her. And I said, is that weird, you know, that she's at cyber school? And she said to me, Miss Flora, a lot of kids are doing cyber school. And I said,
yeah.
What? And she said, yeah. And her mom said that a lot of kids are making the transition for a number of reasons. Some kids are sick
mm-hmm.
and they have a hard time making their doctor's appointments and they're missing classes in traditional school.
Right.
So they're turning to cyber school because the child is sick. Some kids are doing cyber school because they have a very rigorous sports schedule
mm-hmm.
after school and they feel like they can get their classwork done in quicker, and that gives them time to get things done and then go off to the sports, because sports is very, very demanding. She also said some of the kids are doing cyber because they don't want to deal with drama.
Oh, let me
at
tell
school.
You.
And she specifically said drama and quote unquote mean girls and bullying.
Right.
And then mom chimed in. This also gives the family flexibility. You're not tied into this very rigorous routine. Hurry up, get up. Hurry up, get dressed. Hurry up, get on the bus. Hurry up, get to school. Hurry up, get home. Hurry up, eat. Hurry up, do your homework. Hurry up, get to practice.
God, I'm exhausted just by saying all that. But that was my life all these other years.
This is giving them more flexibility. And also, if families want to travel during the school year, I guess you could. And Shay can still do her lesson plan wherever you go.
Sure, but just as the same as a brick and mortar. If you do choose to take a day off to go do something, and you obviously don't want your child to be worried and focused about schoolwork because whatever they're doing is just as fun or enjoyable or maybe even educational, it's the same thing. You write a note, please excuse my child, this is what we're going to be doing, or please excuse my child, you know, they're sick. So you still have that component. But, you know, all in all, what that friend said, and I know you told me that at the time, all those things are also some of the reasons why with Shay, we wanted to worry. We wanted to make sure she was okay with her Lyme. She was tired of the drama at school. She might not have been in it, but it just sucks the energy out of these kids to be in drama, and every day is different. And a lot of people worry about it for security reasons. Unfortunately, schools aren't a safe place anymore. So that's another component. Not necessarily in the top of my list.
Right.
However, I can tell you I feel a heck of a lot better knowing my kid is at home.
Well, she's just started into this. She's just getting her feet wet. Yeah. I do want to check in with her in a couple of months.
Yeah.
I'd like for her to come on the podcast and
She'd
talk
like
to her.
That.
She seems to be thriving. She seems happy. Mm-hmm. She seems to really enjoy it, but I want to see how she is maybe a few more months into it and bring her on the podcast. But this certainly is a different type of education, a different form of education that seems to be picking up steam.
I'm happy with it so far, so I'm looking forward to seeing what she has to say when she comes on the podcast.
It'll be interesting. Yeah. So thanks for tuning in, and as always, you can find us online. We are at chicktochick.com.
Right, and also social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, doesn't matter how, just follow us. And until next time, when we chirp again.